Country Bob FM.
Oh, I brought out the Far East gong here today, honoring the Winter Olympics and the upcoming Olympic Games. Apparently, we're all staying in the land of the Orient, the Far East.
Right. We're going to Tokyo in 2020.
And then Beijing has the Winter Games in 2022.
So,
and
yeah.
Beijing just had the Summer Games not that long ago.
Right.
Beijing must be the place to be.
Well,
they have a lot of volunteers there with a couple billion.
They do.
Plenty of people to volunteer.
And they got a lot of money.
Will they get as good clothing as the volunteers did for Super Bowl 52 here, Bold North? The Crew 52.
Yeah.
That's the question. Stuff. A lot of people selling that on eBay now. That's how excited they were to be at Crew 52. They just sold the stuff.
Wow.
That means you can go and buy it and then fake and tell everybody that you were Crew 52 when you weren't.
Right. Gently
but
used.
But I have the shirt.
Right.
I have the jacket. I have the hats and the mittens. I was part of it. Let's get into today's almanac. Today is Friday, February 23rd, 54th day of the year, 311 left. We lost the Q on this day. JQ, John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, died. Lived to be 80.
That's pretty good.
That's good in that era. He died on this date, 1848. A gentleman by the name of Charles Martin Hall invented aluminum, a new kind of lightweight yet strong metal that doesn't corrode and doesn't conduct electricity very well. Huh. That seems useful.
Yeah, why would that, why did we stay with it? Well, it proved to be pretty useful.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love my aluminum canoe.
Right.
Where would bats be? We would still be using wood bats, although they still use that at various levels of baseball. But aluminum bats have done a nice job.
Yeah.
It's key. You don't have to buy as many. You might not have as many youth baseball leagues
if you
still had to go with the wood bats. It'd be too expensive. They'd have to have fundraisers all the time.
And would we have had aluminum foil?
Aluminum foil, aluminum cans. We still have tin cans now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to crush them like a man.
Right.
So that was 1886. 1896, 10 years later.
Whatever it is I think I see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
I had not heard that jingle probably since the 80s.
No, I haven't either.
The Tootsie Roll jingle because the Tootsie Roll. Introduced by Leo Hirschfield. This date, 1896.
Happy 122nd birthday for the Tootsie Roll. I could go for one right now.
They have different flavors, too.
Oh, I know. I like some of those flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Not me. I like just the plain old chocolate.
Yeah, that's still my favorite.
That is the way to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you own cats, everything you think you see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me, especially when you clean out the litter box.
Sure.
It's like a bunch of Tootsie Rolls in there. Yeah. 1927, the Federal Radio Commission began its work. Was later, of course, named the FCC. They started finding those foul-mouthed DJs on this date.
Yeah.
1927 is about time. 1945, this was historic, and it was became infamous, and it was iconicized due to the picture and photo that was taken by a man by the name of Joe Rosenthal.
Ooh.
Mount Suribachi, Iwo Jima, U.S. Marines raised the American flag on top of Mount Suribachi. I think they did it twice. Once they did it, and they didn't get the picture right or something, and then they did it again for photo reasons, I believe.
That was a hard fought.
Have you heard that story?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
To get that win and take the mountain, it's unbelievable. And, of course, that Marine Corps memorial sculpture now.
Iconic.
Just based on that photo. In Washington, D.C., 1945. Big, big win for our guys.
Was Ira Hayes there?
Ira Hayes was there.
Yep.
1965. We're remembering Stan Laurel today.
One of my favorites.
Hey, where's Stan Laurel? Stan.
Come on in.
We're looking for Stan Laurel.
Maybe
Stan Laurel.
Well, you can fool the doctor some of the time, but you can't fool the doctor part of the time because you'll only be fooling yourself all of the time.
Well, he always made a lot of sense. Stan Laurel.
Did he get a rap on the noggin
he
from
did.
Oliver?
You know, was he a sufferer of dandruff? He was a dandruff sufferer, was he not?
Well, he rubbed his
He itched his head in
a
air a lot. I mean, he was always itching his scalp.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that Skipper and Gilligan were based on Laurel and Hardy. Don't you think so?
I think that's a great call.
With, you know, Oliver...
portly.
Right, yes. Being
kind
a skipper.
Of in charge type of a guy.
So Stan Laurel died this date, 1965.
Comic genius.
He was 74. 1985, very special episode of Give Me a Break. Yeah, they make a big deal about the live Peter Pan, the live Grease, these live shows they do now. But on this date in 1985, they did an episode of Gimme a Break, starring, of course, the very multi-talented, multi-faceted Nell Carter. They did Gimme a Break live before a studio audience and aired it live. First time that a TV sitcom had been done live since the 1950s.
Wow, that's cool.
It was a big deal. And that was in 85. Also in 85, this happened at Assembly Hall.
Steve Reed, an excellent free throw shooter, will have the honor of shooting the technicals.
Looky here.
Uh-oh.
Bobby Knight just threw his chair clear across the free throw lane.
Do we know it was his chair?
Unbelievable. He picked up
I don't know.
Tee.
There was a couple of empty ones there, it seems to me. Maybe there was only one.
You know, the funny thing is he told the story later on that there was an old lady across the arena on the other side of the floor who didn't have a chair. And he said he was just sliding the chair over for her.
Doing her a favor.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good story.
Bobby Knight, that is infamous.
Oh, yeah.
1985, throwing a chair against the Purdue Boilermakers, 1991.
I have therefore directed General Norman Schwarzkopf, in conjunction with coalition forces, to use all forces available, including ground forces, to eject the Iraqi army from Kuwait.
President Bush announcing the ground war.
Yep.
This date, 1991, in Operation Desert Storm.
Didn't take long.
No, it didn't go well for Saddam.
No.
That was in 91. In 1997, we had ourselves a clone.
Hello, Dolly. It's a very long time since a science story on Sunday made such waves on Monday, but with good reason. Dolly is the name of the first mammal, yes, a sheep, ever to be born as the result of cloning.
Scientists in Scotland announced the successful cloning of an adult animal. They actually did it like months before. They waited to see if it actually took and actually worked out. It was like 6 or 7 months later they finally announced it on this date, 1997. And it is named Dolly after Dolly Parton.
Oh.
I dug that up.
Okay.
They said that in one of the news stories, named after Dolly Parton. So I guess if we could clone Dolly Parton, that wouldn't be a good thing.
That would be a great thing.
A whole nother lifetime of great hits, country music.
Yep.
Let's move on to birthdays today.
Dude means regular sort of person.
You boys
That's Peter Fonda, or Easy Rider.
Yes.
Easy Rider, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson. I need to see that movie for the first time again.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Henry Fonda's son, Jane Fonda's brother, Peter Fonda, is 78. Now, dude, he was kind of describing what dude meant in like 1969 or 70.
Yeah.
That has the same meaning now that bra means. Hey, bra.
Hey, bra. Okay.
Bra. Hey, dude. Yeah. Bra. So that's the updated version of dude. It's hey, bra.
I didn't realize we had dude in the late 60s like that.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, evidently we did. I don't remember calling anybody dude when was 9, 10 years old.
The dude abides. Fred Biletnikoff is 75 today.
I didn't like him.
Oakland Raiders. He and Kenny Stabler sliced up the Vikings. Purple People Eater defense there in Super Bowl, 11?
He caught some passes from the Mad Bomber, Daryl LaMonica, as well.
Who didn't? Because he was the Mad Bomber.
Right.
And isn't the award in college football for the best receiver named the Fred Biletnikoff Award?
Nice call. Yeah.
He's 75.
He was benefited by Stickum, I think.
Yes. Yes, he was. 72 today for this guy.
It happens all the time, this crazy love.
Nice. Country rock group Poco making an appearance. He wrote this song. He's one of the founding members of Poco. His name is Rusty Young. Singing here. He's 72.
Very nice.
Tonight I'm going to break away. Just you wait and see.
That was a mega hit.
Crazy Love, Poco, Rusty Young, happy birthday. She was married to the Tool Man.
Don't you think you should go to the emergency room?
I was just there. They said I wasn't a priority.
Why? Was there a guy with a whole table stuck to his head?
She had a lot of good comebacks for the tool man, didn't she?
They were a great couple.
Patricia Richardson, 67. How about another football player, Ed Too Tall Jones? What was he? Was he 6'7", 6'8"? He was tall.
Yeah, I was going to say 6'9", but...
Look it up.
He was one of the tallest defensive ends. And
then he tried boxing.
Yeah. I don't think that went as well.
No, he came back. Didn't he come back to football?
Yeah.
He and Randy White, that was a pretty good duo there on their defensive line. Remember Randy White?
Oh, for sure.
Number 54.
Yep.
Too Tall Jones is 67. Lauren Henning. He was a former coach of the North Stars for a couple of seasons there in the mid-80s. He was a player and a coach. Lauren Henning. No relation to Larry the Axe. He was born on this date in 1952. He's 66 today.
Follically challenged,
yes,
as I remember.
Yeah. Challenge you water. There's water. No one. Howard Jones is 63. No one ever. Mid-80s pop music here. I'm not ashamed to say I'm a big fan of that song. Brings me back to my teenage years. Happy birthday, Howard Jones. He is 63. 53 today for Kristen Davis.
And then I knocked your toothbrush into the toilet, and I wasn't able to tell you before you could use it.
What?
I'm sorry.
When were you going to tell me this?
Obviously, never.
There she is making a cameo on Seinfeld. She was on Sex and the City, of course. And also Melrose Place, Kristen Davis, very lovely. And she's having what is her 53rd birthday today. Every sitcom had to have kind of a loser, not loser, but kind of a geeky, kind of ne'er-do-well neighbor. And on Family Ties, that was Skippy Handelman.
I'm going to take a bus first thing in the morning.
Oh, Skip, listen, you don't have to do that. I'll drive you.
Oh, Alex, that's great. You're a real friend. If you ever get adopted, I'll drive you to Dayton.
Irwin Skippy Handelman. Mark Price played that role on Family Ties. He's having a birthday today. He is 52. Steve Stricka is 51 today. He can now play and has been playing on the senior tour, or the PGA Tour Champions, as they call it now. I just love how Ian Baker Finch says his name.
Steve Stricka.
For a buddy. Steve Stricka.
He's a Wisconsin guy.
Yeah, he is. He was born in Edgerton, Wisconsin, this date in 67. Damon John, do you watch that Shark Tank program?
And this bottom line. So if I'm not running with it, I'm running from it. But I'm out.
He's out. He's not giving you any of his money.
Seems like most times people are out.
He is one of the sharks on Shark Tank. He's 49. Former Viking Eddie McDaniel.
Oh.
Linebacker for
pretty
the Vikings.
One.
He is having his 49th birthday today. I think he makes an appearance at the Osseo Legion every now and then.
Oh.
There was a former Viking that comes in. I think it's Ed McDaniel. I can't remember. Don't quote me on that. But he's having a birthday today.
Love don't run. Love don't hide.
Steve Holy.
Great singer.
It won't turn away or back down from a fight.
Did he also do...
Good
Morning, Beautiful. That's the one I was thinking of.
I need a brand new girlfriend.
Yeah. Steve Holy, 46.
I kind of forgot about this one. This
Love
is a great
Don't Run,
song.
Baby. Yeah. It's 46. Our rapper of the day today is D-Rock.
Huh?
He is a part of the Ying Yang Twins.
Oh, sure. I'm a big fan.
Got to download some Ying Yang Twins. D-Rock is 39. We've got a comedian.
And I like the internet, but it's very annoying sometimes. Like, does this situation happen to you? You're sitting at your computer working on something really important, and then you just think, man, I wonder if Home Alone 2 made more money than Home Alone 1. I gotta look into this now. Sorry, important work. Something more pressing has come up.
Aziz Ansari is 35 today. He's one of the hot young comedians. He was on Parks and Recreation. He had some allegations against him. I don't know if they were ever proven on the whole harassment thing a few months ago, but he is 35 today. And actress Dakota Fanning, she's getting old. She's 24. She was in the Twilight films, various other movies. The young Dakota Fanning is 24. Your cue.
All right. By the way, fact check, Ed Too Tall Jones, 6'9".
Man, that's giant for football.
Composer George Frederick Handel. You know his work, The Messiah, one of the most iconic and well-known works.
Played on the kazoo. Music.
Yes. Yeah, it would have been a fine kazoo tune. Frederick Handel George was born in the state 1685. He founded the NAACP. W.E.B. It's not Webb. They're all initials with periods. W.E.B. Du Bois. He was the first African-American to earn a doctorate degree from Harvard. He's a smart man. And he was born in this day, 1868. Great Academy Award-winning director, Victor Fleming, born on this day, 1889. If you don't know the name, you may know the movie Gone with the Wind. He won Oscar for that piece of work. Also Treasure Island, The Virginian, some others. Victor Fleming, 1889. And one more musician, both he and his brother, Edgar Winter. We're talking about Johnny Winter.
Hey, rock and roll, the chicken fly. Come on, mama, light my fuse.
Pretty good guitarist.
Yes, he is. The Albino Twins. This is, I don't know if they were twins. They weren't.
No, they no, were, Edgar, I think, was the younger
yes,
brother.
Yes, he was the younger to Johnny, who was born on this day in 1944. He and the others I've just mentioned are all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one
okay.
here today.
Computer, is Commander Riker still on the bridge?
Negative. Riker is currently in Holodeck 3.
Holodeck?
That is the wife of
that?
Gene Roddenberry.
Follow the comm panel.
Majel Barrett Roddenberry, born on this date 1932. That's her talking to herself on an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. She played the mother of Counselor Troy, and she was also the voice of the computer.
Huh. I didn't know that.
And she was married to Gene Roddenberry, and she is also, Neil,
gone. But not.
But not forgotten here this morning. 1932.
And Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek.
I
think most people know that, but in case.
I don't want to assume, though.
Right.
We can get in trouble when you assume.
Yes, you
can,
I don't think we
need to go through that whole saying.
Let's not.
Martina McBride here, Bob FM. That's your almanac for Friday.
Don't tell